The Jim Parisi Show. Mornings 8 to 10 a.m. here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice.
Six minutes after 9 o'clock. Thanks for joining us for the full show, the Jim Parisi 2 hours that we're doing. It's a Monday, you know. A lot of people in town know Bill Buckmaster. I'm not going to go through the whole bio because you should know it by now. He's the consistent talk. Talk is, to you, it's talk, Bill. I'm going to get to you in a second. To me, it's normal news that we've done over the years. And that's why as soon as I found out that you were coming over to KVOI next month, I said, I got to get him on the show. He's one of the few people in town in broadcasting that did what I'd like to think was straight news. And when I say straight, Bill, and I'm gonna hit you with this right off the bat. They're gonna say, well, then you're in the middle of the street. You're gonna get hit by a car. Because if you're not real left and real right, then you just can't make up your mind. You're just some kind of wussy character. No, I think it takes guts to be able to do what you're trained to do, which is find the truth and the fairness in any issue and bring it to your viewers and your listeners.
And you know, Jim, first of all, it is an honor to meet you, to be on your program, to talk with your listeners. I followed your work since you first came to town, maybe about 10 years ago, actually. And, you know, I got into the business to be, actually, to be a public servant, if you will, to be a moderate who lets the public, lets the viewers, lets the listeners decide after they've heard my interview which way they want to think about it. And my thing is not about the Bill Buckmaster opinion. I do what I do best, and that is interviewing people and letting people decide. But I really am old school, Jim. I really am I'm the trained journalist who really believes in fairness.
You know what's funny, Bill? I know those people who don't like me. So he's always saying he's a journalist. He's always saying we're almost like we're defensive about it. Darn right I'm defensive about it, because people don't know what that means. And I say, well, suppose you had a doctor and you had no training. I mean, there is training. And I don't mean a high-level secondary education, whatever. Just training of day-to-day. He said this. She said this. What's the most fair way I can put this together? And you live by it. I've quit jobs over it. You live by it because that's what you feel you're the servant of the people who happens to be privy, before the internet, privy to all the information no one else has, and you have to make some sense out of that and really be down the middle. I want to challenge you. I bet you didn't even know all the time what letter was before the name of some of the politicians some 20, 25 years ago when you interviewed them. You know them as people.
That's right.
Those days are gone.
That's right. And so many times over my 20 plus years on public broadcasting here, I would host the debates every election cycle. And every 4 years, every 2 years, I see this trend. It would get nastier and nastier. And my thing was, Jim, to bring these people in, let's talk about the issues. Let's let the public see these people. Let's see how they handle these tough questions. And people would say, well, Bill, sometimes you're too nice to people. Well, I'm telling you, being nice to people, I can get just as much information
or more
information with my particular approach. It's my style. It's what I'm comfortable with. And I've always felt that I do deliver more than someone with a confrontational style will get out of someone.
You know, Bill, people don't understand that. Nice does not mean you're not tough.
No.
And I've always said to people, really mess with me then if you think I'm soft. I mean, and see, because this is not New York City. We will have these newsmakers in our studios over and over and over. I've gotten to the point where I can ask a Senator Kyle, who would you say yes to for a VP slot? And he'll answer me. If you don't have some sort of a relationship, you can't go there. But, Bill, when they respect you, even if you're nice, you have the same knock, if you want to put it that way, that I do. Mm-hmm. Then they understand your job, and then you can ask an outrageously difficult question and say, look, you understand as a journalist, the other side is saying you, ABC, did you or didn't you? And they're okay with it.
They are, and that's exactly where I come from, because everything is on the table when I interview people. You really can ask them just about anything, because these people, as you say, this town is about relationships. And one thing I've learned about starting my own business, believe me, I had no business background after I left PBS and started Bill Buckmaster Communications and started the radio show. I mean, the last time I sold anything was on a street corner in Wilmette, Illinois, selling gladiolas when I was about 13 years old. So the business end was completely different. But what I've learned, Jim, in this town, it's about building relationships and it's about building trust with people.
What I have to ask you is this. Whenever I say, I'm on an island here and you're going to help me out, because whenever I say to anyone, even a Senator McCain or whomever it might be, and I'll say, wow, the partisanship is just ruining everything. You can't say anything. You can't. If someone knows you're a Democrat coming on my show, they expect me to beat them up because they expect me to be a certain type of person. And they all say the same thing to me, Bill. Oh, it was worse many years ago. Our forefathers used to throw stones at one another. But we didn't have 24-hour cable news then. You didn't have the internet. You didn't have this false sense that every viewer and every listener felt they knew enough about every issue to second-guess your job or whatever might be happening. To me, people have to pick a side now, and that's sad, because they're not being told the truth. If they're, in my opinion, if they're watching a left station or a right station, they're not getting all the story.
You know that... Again, I go back. I'm very old school, and I grew up on the Walter Cronkite and all of the people who would deliver the news. And yes, I'm sure it was slanted in a certain way, but it was in effect moderate, and that is really missing from our conversation. And you're right. Now it's just like, oh well, he's a lefty or he's right. You know, Jim, there are gray areas in life. Not everything is left. Not everything is right. I have liberal views. I have conservative views. I have views that are this way or that way. It's not all totally to one side or the other.
No, I to me, it takes courage to pick what issue you're right on or left on or whatever individually than to come to town. And if someone comes tomorrow, new talk shows comes tomorrow, he'll find out, okay, I'm supposed to not like Grijalva, I'm supposed to not like this one because I'm a conservative, and they'll go right down the line. And I find it almost comical that people can go anywhere in the country and just pick this set of rules and go right down the line and still do halfway decent ratings-wise for the folks who really just want their... I see it as an ego stroking, really. You just want your own side to be represented in sometimes an extreme way on the radio. But... cases are not always as they seem. I mean, I was the only guy in town still having Gabby Giffords on my show,
right,
not yelling at her, having her on as a normal guest. I spoke at the tea parties, but I wouldn't crash the politicians. They all would go and protest and yell and scream stuff, and I wouldn't be part of that. Somewhere down the line, we have to treat one another just a little bit better. And this isn't one of those civil, soft issues. It's just if you want to get something done, you have to respect people.
And I was very successful in the guests would and do want to be on my program because they know they will be treated fair. It's very rare that a guest would say no, they would not come on the program because they know that they're going to get a fair shake with me and they're going to be able to have their say.
And not to say that you won't ask. I mean, I tell people when they say, oh, you're going to have a big interview, you're interviewing, you know, Joe Schmo, some big hotshot. The first thing I do is, okay, what's the public image of this person? What would everyone in town want me to ask? And then you ask what you think of yourself or whatever it might be. And then what I always try to do, that third element, is let me get to the essence of this person sitting across from me, because as a people person, that's what I try to do. So you're not leaving out the obvious hard question.
No.
You're just putting it in context with respect for the human being.
That's right. And it's I think that, again, getting back to being a moderate, I do think it serves the public. This hyper rhetoric that we've seen with much of the talk show hosts around the country, I think that's changing. I think there's an emerging trend in some of the trade magazines. I know you talked about it on your show. The trade magazines are saying maybe folks don't want all that screaming to the right or to the left. They want to be able to make up their own mind. So perhaps I'll be at the right place at the right time with this radio show.
Let's hope so. We have people who want to talk to you about that too. So You're listening to Bill Buckmaster. We're going to take a break. He's with us right till 10 if I can have him. So if you'd like to call 790-2040, please do. On AM 1030 KVY, The Voice. We'll be right back.
Jim Parisi Show wants to hear from you now at 790-2040 on 1030 KVOI, The Voice.